proud. Now, I've got to find a scripture with that. The lamb man was, help me, Leroy, and the lamb man was expecting to receive. Then in Acts chapter 3, you can use that scripture. Expected to receive. Expectation, that's another scripture in the psalm talks about expectation. If one of y'all come over with something, let me know something. And then supernatural, number two, supernatural financial revelation. We're going to pray about that 10 minutes. And then number three is supernatural, supernatural financial application, because you got to apply. We're going to find out this is a covenant. Then supernatural financial manifestation. That's number four. What did one mention there?
Yeah, number four.
All right. Number five, supernatural financial exaltation. And number six is supernatural financial demonstration. So you got six, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got to find scriptures to go to each one of those. Expectation, you can take that by the lamb man. Y'all find it yet? Expected to receive something? Huh?
Yeah, Acts 3 and 5, I think it is.
I think that's what it is. Now, Revelation. What about Revelation? I haven't had time to do it. Take Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Application. Matthew 6:33. Manifestation. Manifestation. Because we're talking about supernatural financial manifestation, right? Uh-huh. Luke 17. No, Matthew 17, the fish, that's my man text, the money in the fish mouth. What verse that was? Because he had to apply it. What we dealing with? Manifestation, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What verse that is? Y'all remember that verse? In Matthew 17? Well, put that verse there. That's manifestation, right?
Yes, sir.
Exaltation now. Exaltation, financial, supernatural, financial exaltation. That sounds like a good one for Ephesians 3:20, don't it? What we got Ephesians 3:20 with?
Supernatural financial revelation.
Well, that's no lead that down. Exaltation. We're dealing with exaltation now?
Mm-hmm.
Supernatural financial exaltation. Find the scripture where he'll make you the head, not the tail.
Deuteronomy 8.
Then in demonstration, the third one.
28:13.
Demonstration, take the one with Abraham, 13th chapter of Genesis, was very rich with silver, cattle, and gold. What is that? It's in Genesis. Might be the 13th chapter. Now we got the focus.
Second verse.
Huh?
Abraham was very rich in cattle, 13:2.
What?
Genesis 13:2.
Okay. Okay, now you can go write them out for us. And put them on a prayer sheet.
Yes, sir.
I have them praying them during this week, okay? All right, we'll stand up and praise God. Y'all took notes, right? Because we can start praying. First one with expectation. Now, this meeting is going to be different. There's a lot of insight this morning. The Lord woke me up and took me to a lot of things that he wants to share with the body of Christ. And he said, three times not going to be enough. And so I never know. I just try to do what he tells me to do. And so now the meeting been changed from three meeting to five meeting. Otherwise, we're going to have it, what the day is? Day Wednesday? So the meeting starts tonight, right?
Right.
And then we'll have a Thursday morning and Friday morning and then the night. I need y'all to continue to pray about this, about the finance, your personal finance and the finance. And praying about it, you're not asking for it. And one of the things you got to keep on your mind to understand, money is not evil. That one scripture in the Bible where they talk about that the love of money, it didn't say money, it said the love of money. And to participate in life on earth, you got to have some money. And the body of Christ, in this area, the body of Christ have been stupid because they let commercials override covenant. Covenant is a contract, it's an agreement. In a covenant, then we're going to pray, but in a covenant, it cannot be one-sided. That's why we got so many scriptures that tell us what to do. In a covenant, God says, I'm going to do this if you do that. So prayer don't work with a covenant. See, prayer, you want to pray. Lord, no, did you do what I told you to do? You see what I'm saying? See, covenant is different. Especially a covenant with God, you got to carry out what he revealed to you. Now, what you're going to run up on is a lot of hecklers, a lot of Christian hecklers who don't see what you see, and so they try to calm you down to their level, and that's what mess you up. So you have to be sort of, I don't want to use the word renegade. You got to be saying that I saw God say do this. That's what I've been all these years. I saw God say do this. I'm going to do what God tell me to do. God brought me to a book that I read many years by a lady named Catherine Ponder. She ain't in this world. She don't pay no attention to nobody. She get a revelation about Jesus and about financing and all the characters of the Bible. And she just grew it on. And she's seen it. Very few people know about her. And they're scared of her. But she got a revelation beyond measure. And I just happened last night, God took me to one of the books and said, look at it again. And I read them all. I read them. Look at it again. So all of you all, not based on the salary that you're making, is the connection that you have. Should be, you know, they talk about in the world, filthy rich, clean rich. It's nothing wrong with it. It's not based on how much you make an hour. It's how, you really not here for the salary you're getting. You're here because God has chose you to connect to it. You're on it all the time. Eavesdrop, God dog it. Eavesdrop, pay attention to what's going on. Don't take this as a wind out chemical job. She did wind out. I'll still be broke. It wasn't paying me enough to do what I'm doing now. So I would think everybody who's connected to the job, well, you know my children and their spouses, but everybody connected to the job, I thank God, like I just picked a little dude out. Something I never talked about, but I was able to buy a little house. Now, first time ever saying it out of my mouth to y'all. Man told Ladue he never gonna get out. She, Ladue looking at him now. You see what I'm saying? So that's what God wants us to be able to do as he lead. Now, you can get money and get stupid and start throwing it around, God gonna get angry with you. Don't do that. But let him lead you in what to do. But all of y'all, you're right here, you eavesdrop. Don't make this an 8-hour or 10-hour job. I know I call y'all work all night. I know that, but don't eavesdrop. Pay attention, man. You know how many millions of people would like to be here every day? In this meeting this morning? Huh? All them pastors who come in here, they would like to be here this morning where you at right now. Getting paid. You follow what I'm saying? So sometimes I might sound a little arrogant, a little stubborn, but I ain't got time for your feeling. I'm working on something, man. You know I love you already, but I'm working on something. So when I check you, that's just part of the assignment, man, for us to see what's going on. So I'm asking y'all to participate. Chantel's going to bring it back. We'll try to take 10 minutes with each one of those. The first one is what? What's the scripture? Let's read the scripture. What the scripture say we're going to use? That scripture in Acts 3:5. We'll start praying on it for 10 minutes. What's the statement of supernatural what?
Financial expectation.
Y'all get it now. Supernatural financial expectation. Acts 3:5. Great, read it, Deidre.
And he gave heed unto them.
Wait a minute. Let me follow you. And he gave heed
unto them. Expecting to receive.
Expect. That's very important to be in this meeting. Expecting to receive. Expecting to receive. When we're praying before Almighty God, let him know we're expecting to receive, and we're expecting for all the people who come and all the people online to receive. You follow what I'm saying? You got something?
Mm-hmm.
You got something?
No, I just saw you're actually doing the same thing they did here. The people are expecting to receive, and Peter said to them, Peter said, silver and gold have I none.
Uh-huh.
Such as I have, I give thee. Uh-huh. Rise up and walk. It's the same thing in the financial situation.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah.
Some people lame, can't move, can't walk. But they expect you to give them silver and gold, but you're not giving them that. You're giving them what they need to go and get it done.
Yeah. Revelation.
Revelation.
Yeah. Expecting to receive. Now, we can transfer this. What do you mean by that? We can transfer this. We are connected to the original revelation of money coming. Money coming is, and listen very carefully, prophetical. It's prophesying what's going to happen before it happens. If you stick with the prophecy will be the vehicle to bring you into the reality of it. You see it? You see what I'm saying? But you got to stay. You can't keep getting off. Now, what keep you in the vehicle? Sowing the seed. You see it? So, expectation, we're going to pray that people who come to this meeting, they'll be sitting all over you, have expectation. But we're talking about supernatural expectation, not no normal pattern. Got it? Go ahead and read, Deidre.
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive.
Expecting to receive. I want you to get that down in your spirit while you're praying. Mm-hmm. Expecting to receive. Go ahead.
Something of them.
Mm-hmm. So what we need is in this meeting is what? One word. Okay, yeah, y'all.
Expectation.
If you don't have expectation, it does not give the Holy Spirit the right to make a visitation in that area. You got to have expectation. You got to expect. And see, you're not going after. You open the door to let it come. Who saw that? Mm-hmm. See, you're not going after money, but you open the door for your covering money to come. Because Listen very carefully, because you on a kingdom assignment as a child of God. You ain't got time to be looking for no money. See, and then God look at, and look, listen very carefully. As you pray to him, I want you to listen very carefully. It only going to be a remnant. Somebody up in here might not make it. If you don't understand what's going on, it's a remnant. And it's a covenant. It's a remnant and a covenant. Now, why am I emphasizing a remnant? Most people are not going to go there. Why am I emphasizing covenant? Because it's something God has already done and something you got to do. God don't want you reading the Bible to him. He already know the Bible. He reading the Bible to you to do it. Not only being a hearer of the word, but a what? Doer of the word, all right? So that's, you get where you want with the cover, move around, get the sanctuary set up. Like I said, your meeting going to be tonight. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be 5 meeting. Now, that was just changed on me this morning when I woke up. I'm praying in tongue. And I'm hearing this. I'm hearing it, and I'm kind of deafening it out a little bit, you know. Pray a little more. You know, and I know I ain't going to have no anointing if I don't listen to it. So let's get to praying about the first one. What the first one is? All right, while you're praying in 10 minutes, look at that scripture. Because the scripture, sometimes, scripture drop life in you, all right? Go ahead. Shout out, love, Bar Toto. Father, we thank you. We open this meeting. Katarara Boshoko Taredibo Rosata. Shout out, Abba's supernatural expectation. Zururu Basa Tarayes Kondalada Mansa. Yururu Baba Basa. 10 minutes on this. Atarara Boshoko Shididi. Find your place and lay a hand on a few seats, whatever you want to do. That I say to the Rosatata. But we're getting ready for the meeting. Not by might, no by power, but by God's Spirit. Shout out our boss out, thank you. Shout out our boss, thank you, Holy Ghost. That I say to the shut your brain to she tells after a while. And you give heed unto them, expect him to receive. That's it, Lord. Expect him to receive from you. Andele borra mandara castro coche di riduatata. Condele borra nente catero coche kitri bruma massa. Expecting. Tataro coche tidi titi. Don't know how. Toro coche tidi. That's not our business. Hatarara baba. Don't know who. That's not our business. Katarara baba. We know you. We're not expecting to receive from men. We're expecting to receive from you. Hatarara massa kata. I receive in Jesus' name. I receive all 5 of these meetings in the hand of the Holy Ghost. Put expectancy in the people who come in, the pastors who come in. Put a divine expectation. Oh, my. A divine expectation in every one of them. Put expectation in the staff. In the families, our families. Our children, our grandchildren. Put expectation in them this morning. All of ours. The spirit of expectation be in his house. Thank you, the spirit of expectation is in his house. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. Our expectation, God, is from you. Not man, not companies, not business instruction. The Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost, anoint us with expectation. Wow. Anoint us with expectation. Supernatural expectation. Roma Masakash. He expected to receive, didn't he? And he gave heed unto them. Expecting to receive something of them. We give heed unto you, God. expecting to receive what you want us to receive. We remove all stumbling block. Thank you for expectation angels flooding Darrow. Angels of expectation. Rababa, begin to work on our behalf. Angels of expectation is put on this assignment. Change what need to be changed. Expectation must remove all excuses. That's what I heard in the spirit. Expectation remove all financial excuses. Excuses that I can't go here, I can't do that. All them removed through expectation. Shot supernatural expectation. Excuses of the color of your skin. Excuses what man say you can do. It's all removed this morning. Rabba, what you can't have and where you can't go. Rabba, what you can't give. This anointing come upon all the people who sit in this sanctuary. And are they coming from the east, the west, north, and south, as you say it. They're coming physically and they're coming communication-wise. I don't know what you call it. We expect our expectation is you. We expect to receive from you revelation, instruction. Listen now, revelation, instruction, direction. See, not that we just talk about that. We're not just talking about money now. We're talking about revelation, direction, instruction. Oh my, kata, when to stop, when to go, when to speak, when to shut up, when to stay, when to leave. A lot of things you have to leave. You got expectation. A lot of things you're going to leave. A lot of people you have to leave from around. Supernatural financial expectation. Hey. I don't know now. Somebody give me the 10 minutes. I don't know. He got it? Okay. You hear me. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural finance. Now, every now and then, y'all say that. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural. Get it in you, then get it in the meeting. Supernatural financial expectation. Expecting to receive. God put expectation in this meeting. Not just expectation, not just sitting around. Our expectation is from you. The God of glory. Say it, Abel, money coming. As you said it. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it. I'll push it because you gave it to us. We push it because you gave it to us. When you're expecting something, when God releases it, you got to know how to receive it. You heard that? See, so you can't be blind. You can't, when you're praying to God by something like this, you can't be blind. You have to be beyond the world system to receive when God is doing something for you supernaturally. Now, he built all this in you while you're praying. You see, because it'll come in unlikely ways sometimes. It'll come where men will say, oh, no, that's not right. Oh, that ain't not God. And God worked beyond their natural ability. So you have to be in a supernatural realm to receive without being intimidated. Now, he won't visit your normal. It's not a normal route. You're coming off the normal route because of your expectation. Expectation is a, for lack of a better word, a divine line. And I heard the word, a divine line of increase. Expectation puts you on a divine line of increase that the average person will never see. See? So when we don't take it lightly. We're in an atmosphere of more than enough all the time. I don't care if you're working back in the warehouse. You're in the atmosphere of more than enough. I don't care if you're on the track. I don't care if you're in your cleaner. You're in the atmosphere of more than enough. You're walking. Woo! You're walking in the atmosphere all the time of more than enough. It's getting on you all the time. Be open. Expect. Shetala la baba sata. Korora baba sata. It's not by might. No, by power, but it's by spirit. Shatana roba ba ka shata. Roba ba 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 sata. I hear the word say, have faith for more. Have faith for more. Tada, that's all right. God says, that's all right. That's what faith is all about. Have faith for more. Tada da sa ka shatata. Didi di baratata. Let's go to the next one. What's the next one here? Read it out. I can't hear y'all.
Supernatural financial revelation, Ephesians 3:20.
Somebody read Ephesians 3:20.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Alright, now the people who come in, all of this gonna hit them because we praying it for them. They don't have the opportunity to be in this meeting as God is speaking to us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But look at the qualification now. Look at the qualification of that voice. What is it? You ain't got no power and you don't expect nothing. So now what we're doing now, we're activating the power of expectation from him. Now the spirit world, let me tell you something, the spirit world, you take a bath, you use soap, and the soap is supposed to get the germ and the dirt off your skin. And the soap is not going to work if you don't use it. I'm trying to give an illustration here. See, the spirit world is the same way. People think they just say a little prayer and just read two scriptures and make a decree and it's gonna happen. No, you gotta be here. Listen to what he's saying here. Supernatural financial, you gotta expect revelation. And then do you see the covenant in that voice? God saying, I can't do it without you. I can't do it for you without you. You know why? Now, you're going to be shocked by this. God hand tied if you don't get involved. Mm-hmm. Satan can point at God and say, you can't do nothing for Larry. I don't care how much you pray, you can't do nothing for him unless he get in on it. I'm the only one able to break the curse off of me. So in my prayer time, I'm opening all the gates, all the windows, and all the doors. See? And then God can do it. See, God right there is ready to do it. Look at that voice. Look at that voice. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But then to get to the point, it's covenant. Covenant is not you sending God on an assignment. You see what I'm saying? God, you do this for me. Oh, and that praying and crying and humming, that's not working. Do you have any power? Do you have any faithfulness in you? Are you willing to take my instruction, what to do with it when I give it to you? That's a lot of stuff, man. See, so let's just pray 10 minutes about that. Go ahead. Oh, mama, ta 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 ta. Ta 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 ta. And we think about your feeling. Your feeling is just as flaky as a truck with no wheels on it. Don't worry about that. You do this by faith. You might not feel nothing. Just do it by faith. God hear you. Sha ta ta da lo ba ba sa ta. All y'all ought to change this morning. All your finances ought to change just in this meeting. Sha sha ka ta. Receive, man. Ta ta da la sa ko shi ki te ne bro sa ta. Ra ba ba sa ka sha ta ta. I get disturbed with slow spiritual people. I just can't help it. Boy, this gonna hurt you. People who move slow in the spirit is stupid. That's what I heard. Don't get your feeling hurt. Yeah, get your feeling hurt. That's what gets you moving another dimension. You get your feeling hurt. And your feeling get out of the way and your faith step in. And all fear just die out. Wow. I will not see no more financial failure in no area of my life. Ooh, glory to God. I will receive no financial failure no more in my life. That means needs, wants, and desires being fulfilled. Wow. Feeding unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. That I brought him and me. And that I brought circle covenant. You want to really look at that? Look, you got your Bible, your phone. Look at Deuteronomy 28. Look at the first two verses and watch the flood take off. That way show me just now. That's Deuteronomy 28, I believe, where he talks about, yeah, blessing the city, blessing the field. But look at the first two verses. It connect, yeah, the Ephesians 3:20 manifestation. You do your part, God go wild. At Deuteronomy 20, is that 28? Where he talk about them first two verses of something you do, then the blessing start, is that it? Is that the one? Somebody answer me. Y'all see it? That's the one. You see what happened? Well, I think it's the first two verses. You do something and then God come loose. That's Ephesians 3:20. Wow. Ta da la ba shoko te de ta ta. We got five minutes left on this side. Lord, so now instill that in the people. See, y'all getting it fresh, but the people are gonna be sitting here. They need the Spirit of God gonna put this in this. He'll be in the sanctuary when they come in here, waiting on them. Look at all them things he released in Deuteronomy 28. You see all them things he releasing? Ha ha! People think they can't live there. That's sad, isn't it? Who he put it there for? Blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Blessing after blessing. Thank you, Lord. In this meeting this week, be blessing after blessing falling on people. Blessing on their heart. We're not even worried about their pocket. It's just getting their heart. Sha-da-da-da. Pocket, take care of itself. Handle the purse, take care of itself. The account, take care of itself. Handle the basho to the didi. Handle the basho ko shake to the mambro. Ha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-sa-ta. Ka-ta-ta-ra-ba. Lord, we call this meeting. Handle the ba-ba-ba-ba. Historical meeting. Historical meeting. You call it. We yield to it. Ha-sha-ta. We yield to it, not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, we invite you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, be in these meetings. Ha-sha-ta. The people love you, people who know you. They're coming, Lord. Sha-ta-ta-ta. Ra-ra-ba-ba. Invade the line. Invade the line. Invade YouTube. Invade the line. Akotana, invade the line. Kosata tata. Online. Oh, invade it. With your prayer. In their home, in the car. There where they be. Shall invade it. Hashaka tata. With your prayer. Hararabasakosh with revelation knowledge and the anointing to carry it out. Revelation and the anointing to carry it out. Hararabasatata. Didi brusata. Supernatural financial revelation. Roboko angels, I need help. Turn on the power. Turn on the power. Shata tara lo moja. Rababasatata koshiti. Robababasokoshiti. Robababasokoshiti. Robokoshiti gashaka tata. Hantara baba sata ro koshe titi bro ba sata. Ye member ro ba sata shiki titi bro. Hakata taro koshe titi titi. Ro baba sata tata ro koshe titi. Tatara la moshe ko tatara yesikute. Ro baba sata ro koshe titi. Ro baba sata tata tata. Entro koshe ta 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 koshe kete li bru basata. Rabahasa ta ta hushi kete. Andele bru basata li ta ta ta. Thank you, Father. People be touched all over the world. We give you the glory right now. Shara ta 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 ta. Kacha ta la lo basha kacha ta koshe ti. Roba basata ta ta ho koshe hiya. Roba basata ta ta koshe ti ti. Ta 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 ra ra bo so ko she ti ri bru ba 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 sa ta. Ra ba 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 ba. Bra ba ba. Make up your mind. We're about halfway. Sha ta ta ra ko she ki ti. Ha ta ra ra ba ba sa ta ra ko she ti. Ta ra ka. We got three more to go, right? And ta ra mo mo after this one, right? Ta ra ra bo. Three more to go? Ta ra. Huh? Four more to go. All right. Got four more to go. So we ain't halfway yet. Ha ta ra bo so ko she ti ri ti. Ha ta 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 ra ra ba sa, 10 minutes each. Ha ta ra ra ba ba sa ka sha ta. Somebody give him some praise. And Father, we praise you. Thank you so much. We praise you that you're hearing us and that you're giving answers right now. There's no distance in the spirit. Those who are traveling right now to get you, Lord. Ta-da-da, be with them. Ha-ta-da-da-ba, sa ha put us on one accord. Ha-ta-ta-ta-ta. Then it'll spread all over the world. Ta-da-da, help mankind, help the church, help the body of Christ from all the struggles they're going through. Ha-ta-da-da-ba, with the enemy pointing at them, talking about y'all going after money. Y'all going after money. No, money coming after us. Ha-ta-da-da-ba, get that behind us, and we can move further in the spirit realm. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to the next one, huh? 9 seconds, 7 seconds. What is it, number four? Where we going to now? Three? Just the third one? Yeah, amen. Supernatural financial application. Huh? What that mean? Huh? What? Apply? Uh-huh. Supernatural financial application. Apply. You see the scripture with it? What that scripture mean? And how you apply supernatural financial expectation with that scripture? Mm-hmm. See, you're not going after the money.
Right.
You're going after him and his kingdom assignment. Mm-hmm. So money will never get ahead of you, no matter how much money you have. Your mind is on the kingdom, no matter what kind of car you drive. He told me to drive the Rolls Royce this week. That's why I'm driving. He said, drive my car. Not my car. He said, drive my car. You gonna teach on prosperity? I don't want my car in no garage. I want you to drive my car. Every red light you stop at prosperity. See, some people can't handle it. And I'm telling you, I hope y'all can handle this. See, he wanna, yeah, it come. He wanna manifest through you. But he can't have you going after the manifestation without him. So when he get in place, the manifestation gonna come. Because you know the manifestation is not first. Prayer is. Praise is. His work at the sanctuary. You're not gonna be gone everywhere else but take care of his business. Now I tell you, the world system is designed to take you off of his business. They're teaming up against the church. And they want all kind of things going on. But the church. That's what COVID tried to do. And then the whole system, you're dealing with a bunch of secular people out there. And you gotta take your spiritual stand. We're here today because my wife tell you, I took a spiritual stand on every situation. God's gonna be first. Is he really first in your life? I mean, you could answer yes right quick. You know, and then you say, da, 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 pray about 15 minutes. Think that'll make him for it? No, first is first, baby. In every decision I make, you number one. Nobody gonna change these decisions. You see what I'm saying? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And when you talk about all these things, it's included. Matter of fact, finances is the minute thing of the spirit. What I mean by that, it should have come first. It's the easiest thing. Health is the next one. Easy. Just follow, seek the kingdom. As you seek the kingdom, kingdom principles and kingdom wisdom and kingdom insight and kingdom understanding gonna come in you. But what we're trying to do is substitute kingdom with stuff man and made. And that's where we get in trouble at. And that's the way they want to design us, put us in a non-Christian position where Christ is set off on the side and we're going to try to do it ourselves. I'm going to work a lot of overtime. I'm going to give me another job. I'm going to give me two more jobs. I'm going to get this thing done. And you're just working yourself down to the ground. So let's look at seeking how important it is. Matthew 6:33, in the aspect of money coming, not go after money. It's a word from God. See, when God gave that word 30-something years ago at a supermarket, he said money, he said it forthwith, money coming. I said, what? Never heard that before in my life. Well, when I say it just now, the anointing hit me just now. How powerful is God? Is God's voice? How can you get on? How would all these people without giving just walk up to the altar giving? You know what it was? All the, bastorial spirits that have been placed on them about finances. You're going to hell if you don't give. You better give your tithe. You got to read 90 scriptures to them to kind of get them give. And it just wounded the people. The people are wounded because they haven't been getting no result. Because God loves a cheerful giver. And you can't be cheerful unless you got a revelation. Man can't put this in you. God got to put it in you. You got to be happy. You do. The Bible talks about it in 2 Corinthians 8, 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 9. God loves a cheerful giver. And people have not been cheerfully given because there's so much manipulation. Then you got pastors got the audacity to tell people, you better not bring no more money to this altar. Jacking the people up. But then he's going to read 15 scriptures in a few minutes and tell you 95 needs the church has. Now you're coming under that constraint. You're not cheerful to give it. Hell, I don't want to give it anyway, but I'm going to go and give it. Because he keeps telling you that you're a child of God, you love God, you need to do this. I see 13 people giving $1,340. That ain't God. You follow me? And that's where God people. That's the whorish aspect of it all. The whorish aspect that holds people back from finances is they're being raped and still broke. Our assignment is to teach the people how to give freely. Don't even let them run. They just teach them and let them get themselves set free. I'm gonna get some of these testimonies. Y'all have no idea how many testimonies we have based on money coming. How many people who have went to different levels, got set free out of debt, businessmen buying houses during COVID. There's a lot of stuff. And we got to pray along that line. Let's pray. We're praying on this one, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's right. Lord, teach us to seek you. We seek your face, seek your will, seek your plan, seek your purpose, seek your understanding, seek your wisdom. We seek your discernment. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what we seek. May we wear your righteousness. May we wear your glory. Righteousness, peace. May we wear your peace. May we wear your joy. In spite of. Let the river flow. Let the rivers flow. I seek you, Father. Seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things to be added. Hallelujah. Roba baba satara ho shikita limo roba sat. Yes, yeah, terebo koshi di. Toro koshi di. Money cometh to the body of Christ. Toro ka shata ta ta ta. Ya teri he si. Toro roba. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Handele sekiri. Tara ta taro koshiti moro. Dele bosa kasha tara tata. Tara la babara tata. Taro koshiti. Taro koshiti. Thank you, Lord. Brabasa tatara tatari sitiri. Shoro toro koshiti. Bro baba masa taro koshiti. Tiko solo la tata. Tarala baba satana kushidi, tonolo momo sikidi, titin and the moshakat, halale mokusha, tarale moshakoshidi, tarala bashaka tata tata, or rabba baba. All right, Leo, I take the prayer over here. Shatala baba, so move him to the next one when the time move.
All right.
Yeah, tarala moshakoshidi, tarala baba satana moshakoshidi. Halala baba shatara lo si. Tedede borro hasatara ye si. Tedede. Toro toro hoso toro koshe tedede. Tara ta 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 ta. Tedede tedede. Toro koshe tedede. Shatara ma shatara ye si. Halala mamo so koshe tara ta 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 hoshe toro koshe. Hiriri buru hasata la hisitiri. Darara masata la hasata. Shotorolo masata la hisiko tiri. Tiri ti 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 ko sororo hasha. Harala basata la hoshi tiri tiri. Tarala basata la hoshi tiri. Hasitiri ti ti shata la yasata. Kururu basata la hisiko shiri. Thank you, Lord. Shall we seek you? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness to be in this meeting. And that I basa tarata. O God, sharara basha tataru koshi. And the labor robasa tatata. And that I tatata koshi. Doro kosha tarakasha tarata. Narakasha tarakoshi. Tarakasha tarakasha turiti. There you go, son. Okay, shut up.